Okay, we're going to begin the bottom, the mission at the bottom of Hayom Mud Bet. It's a mission that we're familiar with, we bumped into a couple times, including in Sanhedrin, which is Al-Pi Shnei Edim, Al-Pi Shlosha Edim. Right, so whether it's two Edim or three Edim, and the Gemara asks, the mission asks the obvious question, Yimata Meit, Imit Kayim Eidut B'Shnaim, Lama Parat Akatu B'Shlosha. If two is enough, why does the Torah go out of its way to mention three? Ella, right, the hakish shnayim l'shlosha. Let's make a hakish between two and three. Ma shlosha mezimim et hashnayim. Just like three is powerful enough to make a hazama on a cut of two edim. Af hashnayim yezuma et hagimel. So two the other way around. Two is greater, is good enough to be mezim three. Meaning that we don't look at the quantity of edim, we look at the kitot of edim. And any kat, no matter what the size of edim is, it can affect another kat edim, it can be mezim the other kat edim. Minayin afilu mea. How do I know that even 100 edim in one? Tamalomer edim. Rav Shimon omer, ma shnayim einam ne'aragim at yushneim zomimim. Right, so this is, Rav Shimon says, just like by two, they're not put to death, or they do not get kasher zomam lasod achiv, unless both of them are found to be edim zomimim. Ma shlosha einam ne'aragim at yushloshtam zomimim. They won't be, right? They will not be classified as Edim Zomim until all three of them are found to be Edim Zomim. Uminayin afilu mea. How do I know that it applies even to 100 people in a kat Edim, that you'll need all 100 of them to be, to have to become Edim Zomim to be Chayav? Tamal Omar Edim. Rabbi Kiva Omar, lo ba shlishi lakel el achbir alav. The way you're learning this shlishi now becomes a kula. Because they're not made into Edim Zomim until you find them all to be Edim Zomim. It's coming to be a chumra of laso din o ki yotze beilu. To make his din like theirs. Im ken anashaktuv nitfal be ovrei avira ki ovrei avira. This way the Torah, who someone who comes and joins himself together with those that are sinning, and then he gets the same din as them, or same punishment as them. Achat kam akam ishlem schar le nitfal osei mitzvah ka osei mitzvah. Certainly so, those that join with others that are doing mitzvot, or put themselves together with them, that they will enjoy the benefit of those that are doing the mitzvot. Because what happens here? We know that edut, it's sufficient by edut to have two. So now when you have a third person who comes, the third person is not necessary for the edut. So what do you have thought? That if two of them become edim zomimim, that's enough that they're zomimim, the other one gets off. So Rabbi Akiva says no, that the third one, even though he's unnecessary for the Edut, he will be punished along with the other Edim. So that means if all three of them are found to Edim Zomim, all three are put to death, even though one of them is unnecessary. It is not needed there. And that's the Chumrah. The Chumrah is that even though technically you are unnecessary, you're not needed to be here to make up the Kat Edim. Nevertheless, if you are part of that Kat Edim, you will be punished along with them if you're found to be an Edim Zomim. And again, Achad Kama V'Kama is the Nitzvah Le'osi Mitzvah, as Rashi points out over here, which is a Mishnah later on Chav Kimel, that says that when it comes to Midah Tova, Meruba Mimidah Ra, because we know that by Midah Tova, it says Le Alafim, and by Midah Ra, it says Eshlishim Rebeim. So it's 4 versus 2,000, so it's 500 times. I mean that good is 500 times better than bad. And therefore, over here also, that the Nitfa Lose Mitzvah, Al Chat Kama Vakama, that we can learn out for those that are Nitfa the Ovrei Avera. So now, Yishalem, Eskalat Lose Mitzvah, Mashnaim Nimsa Chamem Karova Pasul, Edutam Teila. Just like by two, if one of them is found to be a Karova Pasul, the Edut is invalidated. Af Shlosha Nimsa Chamem Karova Pasul, Edutam Teila. So do by three. If only one of them is found to be Karoba Pasul, he wounds the entire cat, entire group of Edim. Minayin afilu mea, if it's a group of 100 and you have one Karoba Pasul, I don't know, we ruined it. Tamalomer Edim. Right, so we have Edim to include even multiple Edim. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bamed Dvarim Amorim B'dinei Nefashot. All of this is true only by Dinei Nefashot. I mean, that this din of Karoba Pasul, one Karoba Pasul can ruin the entire cat Edim. That's only true by Dinei Nefashot. The rest of the Edim, drop the Karova Pasul, and then you can leave the Edut intact with the remaining people. So Rashi says, why is this the case? What's the difference between Dinei Nefashot and Dinei Mimonot? So Rashi says, Rashi says, it's just that there's a higher standard, a higher threshold of evidence or testimony by dinin nefashot. And since by dinin nefashot, we're always looking for a way to get the person off the hook, therefore, by dinin nefashot, we're going to say one eid that's karov pasul ruins the whole kat edim. We don't have that requirement of itzilu eidah. We're going to say itkayim ba shar. Tosas, obviously, it's very strange what Rashi is saying. Tosas takes issue with the fact. And therefore, he says, now, that the difference between dinin nefashot and dinin memonot is, what about the residual aid? By dinin nefashot, for instance, if one is a karov pasul and the other one is kasher, the other aid is useless once the first aid gets knocked out. First aid gets knocked out, what you have left is nothing. So by dinin nefashot, therefore, if one becomes a karov pasul, he affects all the edim in his kat. On the other hand, because by dinin nefashot, say for instance, you have two edim that show up, one of them is found to be a karov pasul. They're batel because there's no value here anymore. So we see by dinin nefashot the concept that one karov pasul ruins the edut. On mimonot, that's not true. Because even if one of them is found to be a karov pasul and you have one eid left, one eid is still valuable by dinin mimonot. So therefore, it's yikayim bishar. So it also says that's the reasoning over here that by dinin nefashot we say, right, it's batel l'kamrei. Whereas by dinin mimonot we say yikayim bishar because the shar are also always valuable by dinin mimonot. Rabbi Omer, echad dinei memonot, v'echad dinei fashot. Rabbi says there's no distinction that dinei fashot, dinei memonot, if you have echad karov pasul, it affects all of them. Ve'ematai, bizman, shehitru ben. As in a case when there was a trav, bizman, shlo, hitru ben, ma yesu shnei achim, shiru v'echad shragat ha-nefesh. So here, all this, the reason that they are joined together is because there was hatra'ah. Since there was hatra'ah, it shows their intent to testify. Their intention to testify, they become together, they become a single grouping of edim. On the other hand, if you do not give hatra'ah, then you're not included. Why is that important? Because what happens, you have two brothers that witness, two brothers are walking down the street and they witness a murder. Now you're going to say that the murderer is off the hook. Like some of what you were saying, David, that all of a sudden he's off the hook because now all of a sudden two brothers saw it, everything's, nobody's good anymore. No, you have to see whether they intended to testify or not. How do we know if they intended to testify? Whether they gave hatra'ah or they did not give hatra'ah. It's now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, behu shehidu kulam betoch kedei dibur. When do they become a single kat edim? Only when they testify within a toch kedei dibur. Samar le, Rav Acha midifti de Ravina, michdei toch kedei dibur hechidami. What's a toch kedei dibur? What does it mean that they have to do a toch kedei dibur? So he says, that's kedei sheilat tamid the Rav. It's a time that it takes for a Talmid to ask his Rebbe's well-being, to greet him, to either say Shamalacha Rebbe or Shamalacha Rebbe Umori. It's not clear which one of those two it is, but that amount of time. Well, that's a very short amount of time. That short amount of time, how could it be, right, that Me'a Tuvahavu, if you have 100 Edim, how could they all testify within Tochdei Dibur of the first aid? I mean, it's impossible to get all the Edim Tochdei Dibur of the first aid because Tochdei Dibur is a very small requirement. So Malay, no. It's a chain of edim. It's not that they all testify within tochdei dibur of each other or of the first. Rather, tochdei dibur means that the first one testifies tochdei dibur of him, the second one. The second one tochdei dibur of the second one, the third one. And the third one tochdei dibur of the third one, the fourth one. And that's the tochdei dibur. Each one is within tochdei dibur of each other. And therefore they become a single cat edim. Now from Rashi, you see, Rashi thinks that what is this tochdei dibur? The tochdei dibur is what makes the edim one kat edim. So David, you asked before, well, you know, every time a rotzeach wants somebody to come along and wants to save himself, he bring in a karov. Well, the karov only becomes part of the edut, according to Rashi, if he tochdei dibur of the other edim. And the other edim say, we weren't part of our kat, we didn't see you, you weren't there with us, we're not one kat edim. So they, it has to be tochdei dibur to become a kat edim. And according to Rashi, that's nafkam yinot for vrinsel edim zomimim. When are, which, what is the kat for edim zomimim? Well, anybody who's not tochdei dibur is the one, right, grouping of edim, and that'll have implications for, they all have to become edim zomimim together. Right? The other thing it'll have implications for is, echad mehem karov pasul. If one is found to be a karov pasul, how many edim does he affect? Well, he affects all the edim in his kat, which are all those that were then tochdei dibur. That is Rashi's explanation, that the edim are brought together. But how do we know that a kat edim is a single unit? That is because anybody who testifies within a toch kedei dibur is classified as a single unit. On the other hand, if you do not testify within Toch Debor, you're considered or classified to be Shtei Kitot Edim, to be two separate Kitot Edim. Tosus takes issue with Rashi for a number of reasons. One of them is just what we just read in the Mishnah. Because Rebbe just said in the Mishnah, what are you going to do with two brothers who saw the testimony together? What is seeing the testimony have anything to do with this, according to Rashi? According to Rashi, there are only one set of Edim when they show up to testify together to Chedei Dibur. So if the Achim saw it, it doesn't make any difference, right? So what? They're not here, Toch Debor. So Tos says he thinks that that's wrong. That what makes a Kat Edim a single Kat Edim? Re'iyah. Seeing, witnessing together is what makes Edim into a single Kat. If we see together, we are one Kat Edim. That's it. When you see it, to witness together.
What does together mean?
Right? We're standing there. We're witnesses.
No, standing together or seeing the same thing you want?
No, they have to see, we'll see, they have to see each other, we'll see, that's next Mishnah. But I'm saying they have the witnessing of the event is what makes them into a single Kat Edim. That, according to Tosus, is what makes them, joins them to be a single Kat. Ah, so what do you need the Toch Dei Dibor over here for? Well, he says there's a big difference. There's a difference between Karov and Pasul and Edim Zomimim. Why? This is great. What does Tosfos say? Look, by Echad Mehem Karov Upasul, they all witnessed the same event. They witnessed the crime. They saw what happened. And therefore, they become one set of Edim because they're all saying the same thing and they all witnessed the same item. So even if they don't testify with Toch Dei Dibur, they're one Kat Edim because they witnessed it together. What's the problem by Edim Zomimim? They never saw it. They're lying. So they can't be made into a single Kat Edim by Ayidei Riyah. So what do you need to make them into a single Kat Edim? Toch Kedei Dibur. So Tosfos says this Toch Kedei Dibur is only to join together a Kat Edim when it comes to Edim Zomimim. Because Edim Zomimim otherwise have nothing that joined them together. They didn't witness a single event. They are not really witnesses. They're lying about what they saw. So if they're lying about what they saw, how do we know whether they're Kat Edim or not? That's Toch Kedei Dibur. When it comes to other testimonies where they are telling the truth and they did witness it together, then the ri'ah is what is mitzdareif them. That is what brings them together. The ri'ah is mitzdareif them, then the toch dei doesn't matter. The toch dei dibur is not relevant. So Tosfos says, when Rava comes along, it says, "Hu she'idu kulam toch dei dibur," that's about Edim Zomimim, to be a kat achat. Actually, zumu kulam. That's the din. Rashi says the din applies even by echad mehem nintzak rov pasul. But Tosfos says, no, echad mehem rov pasul is all based on ri'ah, all based on the sighting of the Edim. Therefore, that will join them or bring them together as a single Kat Edim. The fact that Tosfos over here says that Re'iyah is what's mitzarif Eidut for Echad Mehem Karov O Pasul and not the actual testimony within Toch Dei Dibur is not so simple because Tosfos in other places, for instance, in Hedron Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph and in Baba Batra Mel Aleph Amud Bet, actually seems to say something exactly like Rashi. He says, when is it classified or how do we know if they're considered one Eidut for Echad Mehem Karov O Pasul? So the first answer Tosfos gives there is that Lo Arminin Mitzah Echad Mehem Karov O Pasul El Bibau Bat Acha Toch Dei Dibur. That's Chashibi Keidut Achat. That's only when they come as a single Eidut and they speak with Toch Dei Dibur. So you see it from here that Tosfos requires this Toch Dei Dibur in order to be Mitzarif them, just exactly like Rashi. He gives a second answer is, but it's a case, Od Yishamar, Dechamar Nimtza Echad Mehem Karov O Pasul Hani Miliki Misaya Adadi, when they're testifying in the same way. In that we consider them one kat when they actually testify and say the same thing and they're agreeing with each other. But if they're disagreeing, it's clear that they're not intending or they're not going to be one kat. But in our case, in our Gemara, they are agreeing. They're both giving the same testimony. So if they're giving the same testimony, why shouldn't they be mitzdareif? So according to Tosfos and the other places, which sounds very much like Rashi, the tziruf happens because of the Toch Dei Dibur. Tosfos later on in our Gemara, we're going to talk about this later, seems to retract a little bit and says that the Re'iyah by itself is not enough in order to make them into Edim. Because we're going to see the Gemara is going to ask about, for instance, how do we know whether they want to be mitzdareif or not? Once they come to Beis Din, we ask them what their intent was. Well, what does their intent matter if they already saw it? And also Tosfos asks about Gittin, and we'll see from the answer that Tosfos almost requires two things. He requires the Re'iyah to mitzarif them, but in addition to that, he requires them to actually testify. Now, he doesn't require them in our Gemara here to testify to Toch Dei Dibur, but in these other Gemaras, he also has the requirement of them testifying within Toch Dei Dibur. It's also interesting is the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed has actually a Machlokes Tanaim about whether Edim have to come and testify Toch Dei Dibur to be considered a Kat Achat. Now there, the Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Noton is about Memonot. By Dinei Memonot, when one aid comes today and one aid comes tomorrow, are they classified as two separate ediyot, or can you put them together? Rabbi Natan believes that we can put them together because edim never testify simultaneously. They're always one after the other. If that's the case, even if they're a day apart, they're still one after the other, we can put them together. Chachamim say no, because by mamonot, an aid can stand by himself. It says he can stand by himself, why? Because he can be mechayev shvuah, therefore he becomes an independent entity. And if he's an independent entity, we're not going to join them together to make them into a single edut. In our case over here, since we are dealing at least, seems to be with edei nefashot, by edei nefashot we require the two edim to come together because we can't have anything al pied echad. So until they come or join together, then they will not be classified as a single edut. And maybe even Rabbi Natan would agree in our case, because it's not mimononot, but nefashot issues, that in order to make them into a single kat edim, we need toch kat edibur. Right now, so now the Gemara is dealing with if the sighting of a witnessing of an event is enough to be posel the edim, then me'ata harog yatzio, the murder victim should save himself. I mean, should save the. I mean, what happens here? The murder victim is a witness to the murder. If he's a witness to the murder, and we just said any shnei achim, anybody who sees it becomes a part of the kat edim, then the harog yatzio, the murder victim should be enough to save the witnesses, right? It should say that echam en karo pasu, and that they should, the murderer should never be brought to trial. Right. Shehargo me'acharav. They killed him from behind, so he couldn't witness it. Couldn't see it, they killed him from behind. Alright, so what is the problem? So that's a good question. What is the problem with the, if the victim sees it or witnesses it? Harog yatzio, perish shu bal din. One is possibly he's a bal din. Or inami, mipnei shu soneh. He's a soneh. And a soneh is pasul eidut, because he hates this person. Obviously, he's a victim of the crime, so of course he hates him. If he hates him, then he's pasul eidut. So if he's pasul eidut, again, he'll save the murderer, because he'll make all the edim there psulim, because he's witnessing the event along with them. So my answer is up, now he's killed from behind. Nearby yatzio. So again, the one who has been sodomized, he should save again, because he witnesses the event. Kishuravo miacharav. Again, he does it from behind. He sodomizes from behind, and therefore he can't see, right? He's not witnessing the act. He's not witnessing the act, then he doesn't become an aid. It says, horeg viroveya yetzio. What about the murderer himself? Or the sodomizer himself? He is also witnessing what he is doing himself. Ishtik. He was silent. Never an answer. Now you have a problem. That's exactly what we want. He is a Rasha, and he's Pasul Eidut. That's exactly what we want. So therefore now he'd be a part of all these other Eidim. He witnesses the event along with the other Eidim, and he makes them all Pasul, because he's Pasul. That's exactly right. He's Pasul Eidut, and now he's going to ruin it. Just like Rabbi Akiva says, Tu Achim Netzir, Ek the Pasul. So over here, the murderer, or the sodomizer sees it, he is now making everybody Pasul. He's off the hook. So then, Kiata Lekamei De Ravva, when they came before Ravva, Merlei, Yakum Davar, Bimekaimei Davar Akatuv Midaber. Says, right? The Pishnaim Dim, Shashayim, Yakum Davar. Yakum Davar means Mikaimei Davar, those that are testifying. Those that are testifying, meaning that those that are witnesses, you can only be one thing. You can't be a Baldin and a witness. You either are a Baldin or you are a witness. You can't be both. So that's what those said before. If the psul before was that you're a Baldin, over here, that's not a problem. Baldin is not a witness. He's not a Mekayim Davar. He is a, right, no Gevadar, he's a Baldin. Not a, you separate between witnesses and Bal Davar. Or if you think that the problem here is Sonei, right, that he's a Sonei, then again, it doesn't matter because he is not an aid anymore. So since he is not an aid, he doesn't join with the other edim to become a single kat. If they're not a single kat of edim, then he's not posel the edim. So this chiddush of Rava, or this limud of Rava, is very important. Because this chiddush of Rava teaches you that the baldin is separate from the witnesses. The baldin never has any impact on the witnessing of the event. And as opposed to in modern law, right, the American law, Israeli law, the star witnesses are usually the victims themselves, or right, somebody who is a part of the crime. They're brought on trial. They're part of the witnesses. Over here, what Rava says is that there's a separation. The Baal Din and the And the Baal Din and the Edim cannot be the same group. They can never, the Baal Din can never be a witness. It's never an aid in the case.
I always bring this back to, what's the Papa doing with us in the Mishnah?
They're all talking about this idea that if Shnei Achim saw it, and they'll all be psulim. So if the case is to Achim, then why isn't the victim or the perpetrator of the crime also considered one of the people that's witnessing the crime? And therefore they'll ruin it. If you think just witnessing the crime is what makes you a part of the Katedim and ruins the Katedim, then why doesn't the victim or the murderer also become a part of the Katedim? Because they're witnessing it as well. It's not going to, the header over here is not right. It's Bechule. So it's not on Rabbi Akiva's statement. It's all the way at the end. It's on this last thing about Shnei Achim Sharu Be'achad Sharagat HaNefesh. That's where it's going on in the Mishnah. All right, again. Now, Rabbi Yossi, B'me, Dabri Mori, Me'asa Shnei Achim. Heichi Amrinin Lehu. How do we know? What do we say to them? Samar Rabo, Achi Amrinin Lehu. The Mechse Atitu, Ola Sude Atitu. Did you come to witness, you know, watch, be a spectator? Or to testify did you come? If they say we came to testify, if they say no, we just came, we were just spectators, then what's the test for whether they are classified as being a part of the Idut or not part of the Idut? Has to do with what their intent is. What's their intent? Is their intent to testify? Then they become part of the Edim. If their intent is simply to be a spectator, then they're not part of the Katedim. So we ask them that question. We ask them, what was your intention over here? Tosfos ask a basic question on this. I have a solution to all cases here. Any murderer will go tell one of his relatives to show up in court and say, oh, I saw it, and I intended to be an aid. Or even if they were a witness, they could tell him in that case, you know what, come to court and say you wanted to testify. He's going to ruin the Edut. Tosfos says, no, it's the other way around. We don't ask the question of the psulim, but we ask the question of the ksherim. Did you, the ksherim, when you came to testify, so they, we say like this, he says, Perish of Chaim HaKohen, Tamrin Leitim ksherim, Lasudeim psulim atitu, Ola mechse atitu, Velo psulim. When you came to testify, do you intend to testify with these individuals? Or, you know, the mechse means like, they're coming, they were going to see it. You weren't part of their cats, you weren't coming and testifying with them or alongside them. So that's the test. Now, what's the halacha? Samayi su shnei achim shu echad shu ragat ha-nefesh. Idmar am Rabbi Yehuda am Shmuel halacha to Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that what it only applies to dinin nefeshot and not dinin mamonot. But Rabbi Nachman amar halacha ki Rabbi. The halacha is like Rabbi, that it's echad dinin mamonot v'echad dinin nefeshot. In all these cases, if you have one id pasul, he affects all the edim, whether it's dinei fashot or dinei mimonot. Tosus asks about kasha. Eich matzino raglenu yadinu raglenu kishenotnim get sheish mamad krovim. Right, when you have krovim standing around when a get is given, how do we ever find a get to be kasher? You have krovim standing there; they witness the get being given, and now they're pusel the get because they're standing there and they're witnessing the event. So what do we do with this? And maybe one of the Edim will want to testify. Meaning that he'll say he wants to testify, he doesn't know the din. So the Tosfos answers up, and Tosfos says that the only time that you become an aid that makes it pasul is you have to actually testify in Beis Din. It's true the witnessing of the event is what makes you into a single Kat Edim. But the actual testifying is what makes you an aid. Until you testify, you are not an aid. And therefore over here, even though they witness the get, if they don't come to testify, they're not coming intending to testify in court about the event, they do not become edim. Ah, what about our Mishnah? The Mishnah over there said, the Mishnah said that Shnei Achim Ra'u, they saw something, that's enough to make join them together and be part of the Kat Edim. Nobody says they have to come and testify. Tosu says that was in the Havamina. The Havamina of the Gemara is that just simply citing or seeing the event, witnessing the event is enough to bring you together. On the other hand, the maskono of the Gemara is once we have the din of Rava, is that b'mikayim davar, that witnesses have to be mikayim. They have to come to testify in order to be witnesses. That means that the qualification for a witness is, number one, you have to witness the event together, and you have to come to testify. Until you testify, you're not classified as a witness. And that'll save us. In the case by the get, they do not come and testify in court. Since they don't come and testify in court, even though they witnessed the event, they don't ruin all the other edim. Now, by Eidei Kiddushin, which we have a problem, is that their relative's always there. So over there, it's a different type of testimony, because the Eidut by Kiddushin is not necessarily an Eidut that we need, that Eidut that the event took place. But it's neidut that gives a tokev, gives strength to the event. The witnesses over there, we're not asking them to come testify in court about the kiddushim. It's the fact that they are witnesses that gives the kiddushim, right, its chashivut. So over there, we have a problem because there's no testimony in court that's going to bring them together. So there, maybe the riyah itself is enough, or they're thinking that they're witnessing the event is enough. So over there, we're miyached the edim. We make certain to say that these are the edim and not the exclusion of anyone else, because you do not want the krovim to be joined into those witnesses. Because over there, as opposed to maybe by get and other cases where you have a testimony in court, which would be the determinant of whether they're part or really witnesses, over there, it's not testimony in court that makes them witnesses. It's the witnessing of the event that makes them a witness. And therefore, we only want non-krovim to be the witnesses by kiddushin. Are you? Shnaim roim oto michalon zeh, u'shnaim roim michalon zeh. They're witnesses to a event. Two witnesses are located in different positions, in an instance where they can both witness the event, but it's not clear what they can see each other. Bechad matre bo be'emza. There's someone in the middle who's giving hatra'ah. Bezman shebikzatan roim elu et elu. If a part of each kat edim can see each other, hayri elu edut achat. They become a single edut. Bimlav hayri elu shte ediot. If not, they become two separate ediot. Lefikach im nimsa achad mehem zomemayet hu vehein neragim. If one kat edim is found to be zomemim, then they get put to death, right? And he, the murderer, also gets put to death from the other second set, the second set of edim, who testify about him or are witness to the event, and therefore vashniya pturah. And they are pturim, and they can testify and put him to death. So you can have a case where the murderer is put to death, as well as the edim zomemim. Rabbi Yossi Omar Lom Ein Aragim Ashu Shnei Dav Matrin Bo. Hatra'ah has to be done by two edim. It's not enough that one person does the hatra'ah in the middle. You need two witnesses to be the hatra'ah. Shneimar Al Pi Shnayim Edim. Devar Acher Al Pi Shnayim Edim Shelo Tei Sanhedrin Shomat Mipi Torgaman. Al Pi, from the word of or the mouth of, you have to hear directly from the edim. You can't hear through a translator. You have to hear the edut directly and understand what the edim are saying in order to have the case be adjudicated in front of you. Now, there is a major machloket rishonim over here about what the case is that we just read. We have two edim. They can see each other. The question is, the one who's giving the hatra'ah in the middle, can they see him? Or can that person in the middle see them? And does that make a difference? So there is a de'ah in the rishonim, and Tosfos quotes this de'ah in the rishonim, which is that the witness, the hatra'ah in the middle, can see each set of edim, even though the edim themselves may not be able to see each other, but the matre can see them, and if a portion of the edim can see each other, they become a single kat. If they cannot see each other at all, then they're two kite edim. What about the matre in the middle? So it's a daya that the edim have to see the matre in the middle, and the matre becomes a part of each edut, because the matre has to be part of the edim that come, and therefore basically you'll have two edim and two edim, they'll have a kat of three edim and a kat of three edim. Even though they share a common aid, which is the matre, nevertheless, they'll be considered two kite edim because they didn't see each other. These two kite edim did not see each other. But the matre, they have to be able to see the matre, and the matre becomes a part of each of their edut. That's one shita in the Rishonim, that the matre has to be seen, and it becomes a part of the edut. Even though he's a part of both edut, nevertheless, they are separate kite edim. They're still separate kite edim. There's another de'am, which is Tosos' position, that they do not have to see the matre. They can even just hear the matre warn him. They don't have to physically see the matre, and the matre is not relevant here in this case at all. And if they do not see the matre, this is the halacha. They don't see the matre. If they see each other, they're one kite edim. If they don't see each other, then there are two kite edim. That's it. It's a simple din. It's nothing to do with the matre. They don't have to see the matre. The matre has nothing to do with their edut. He's not joined with their edut. Right? So that's a Tosos' position versus the other Rishonim. So read the mission this way, and then Tosos quotes from the others, that the matre has to be visible to the edim, and he becomes a part of each of the two ediot. The Rabbeinu Peretz brings down, no. Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosos says, no, they don't have to see the matre, and they are totally separate. The matre is not relevant to be seen, or not relevant to either of the ediot. He's not a part of their ediot. He did just need to know that there was a hatra given. How do they know? They heard it. They heard him say, warning him, and then they heard him saying, afal pi kein, that's enough. They don't have to witness the hatra taking place. How do we know that edut miyuchedet is psula? Eded miuchedet means that you have two edim. One ed is over on the east side, one ed is on the west side, and they're witnessing an event, and they cannot see each other. Anyway, so now we have two witnesses to an event, but they did not witness it together. Meaning that they both saw the same event, but they didn't see each other. So how do you know that's pasul? Because it says, lo yumat api ed echad, my echad. Ilayim ed echad mamash. You're talking about one ed. Mireisha shmeinu nahu. We know that already from the first part of the pasul, who says, api shnayim edim, that you require two edim. Ela my echad, echad echad. It means one. Meaning that we have multiple witnesses, single witnesses that saw it, but nevertheless, right, they're not classified as a katanim, that you can't kill. Api ed echad, you can't kill. Because Eid Echad is not, they're not joined together when they are an Eid Echad, because they did not witness it together. So that's the din that Rav Zutra Batubia says. Tanya Nami Hochi. We have a brisa that supports this. What the Tanya Nami Hochi is could be one of two reasons. One is that that's the right limud from the pasuk of Lo Yimut Echad, or is the Tanya Nami Hochi mean for the core of din that he's giving over here? Lo yumat al pi ed echad, avi shnayim, shorim oto, two people saw him. Echad michalom zeh, echad mel zeh. One from a window here, one from another window. Vein roim zeh zeh, and they don't see each other. She'ein mitztarfin, they're not mitztaref. So now we have a tanya na me'ochi. So now either the lo yumat al echad we see is for that limud, or is it a din? Velo ot. Ela afilu bezeh achar zeh bechalon echad. You have two witnesses in a single window. The window's not wide enough for both of them to witness it at the same time. So one goes out and sees it, then the other one backs up, the other one sees it. They're not mitztarfin, because they not see it, witness it together simultaneously. They have to see each other and simultaneously see the event. Each one of them saw the entire event. There we say they're not joined together. When it's sequential. They didn't see the whole thing. They only saw part of it. He saw one part of the murder. He saw the other part of the murder. Then me buy it. You have to tell me about it. So why does the bright to say below old? You don't need a load. It's obvious. If each one saw the entire event and they don't join together, then when you have an aid that's a half and the other's a half, of course they're not. They didn't see a full davar. They saw a chatsi davar. They didn't see the full davar. So now he says back to them, no, there is a case. That's true by an event like a murder, where the murder is a single action that takes place. But, for instance, by erva, where there's a duration to the crime, so when there's a duration to the crime, they both can witness the crime. You don't have to witness the entire maaseh. B'chayim b'erva, all you need to see is, we're going to see, k'machol b'shchaveret. You have to see them in the position or in the act. So you don't have to see them. There's no need for gemar b'ya over here. You just have to see that there's a maaseh. So as long as each one of them saw a portion of the maaseh, then they both saw that they were ba'al erva. So over there, in that case, that's the time where you have to say below od. Not only that, but if they went and saw the window one after the other, then they're not joined together. So even though they both saw ba'al erva, nevertheless, because they didn't see the same point of the act, they didn't see the same act itself. That's where we need to teach you in that case. Amarava. Im hayu ro'im et ha-matre, o ha-matre ro'otam mitztarfim. If they see the matre, or the matre sees them, mitztarfim. They are joined together by the matre. So this is Tosa's basic claim. What is Rava telling us? Tosa's quotes from a Mefarish, one of their proofs, the fact that they do cite the matre in our Mishnah is from Rava. Rava says, im hayu ro'im et ha-matre, matre ro'otam mitztarfim. So they claim that Rava is modifying the Mishnah, and in modifying the Mishnah, that shows you that they do see the Matre in our Mishnah. Tosus rejects this assumption, says no, Rava is modifying not the Mishnah, but rather the Braita that we brought down. The statement of Zutra about Edut Miuchedet, about one Eid and one Eid, and therefore it's not relevant to the Mishnah. And he says, my proof is, and that's what he said before, is that we have to be talking about the Braita and not our Mishnah. Because if we're talking in our Mishnah, how could it ever be a case that they're Shteya Diyot? How could they ever be split? If they see the Matre, then they're automatically one set of Edim. And how could you have it that they see the Matre, but there's still two Ediyot? And again, that we discussed that is the item, or that is the issue that separates the Edim, is the fact that they don't see each other and they don't see the Matre. So if they do see the matre, then there will be no way to separate the edut. And how could you have every case in our Mishnah that says, Harelu shtei edyot? And just to note, the brisa that we brought down before, this brisa about edut miuchedet, that's talking about one ed and one ed. Not like our Mishnah. It's not the same case as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is two edim and two edim, where each kat is an entity by itself. We're talking about edut miuchedet, or we're talking about the brisa, we're talking about one ed and one ed, where each one by himself is not a full kat. Right? So therefore, there we're talking about a psul where they won't be a deem at all. As opposed to our Mishnah, where we're talking about a case where each one will be, it's a question of they're separate idiot or they're a single idiot. Right, so it's a different question that's being addressed. It's not that the Braisu or Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia is talking about our Mishnah case. They're talking about a totally different case or a different issue. It's similar, but it's a different issue. Right, Amar Rava Matresh Amru Afilu Mi Pi Atzmo Afilu Mi Pi Hashed. I mean, Hatra'a is not a requirement of someone else giving the warning. Right, number one, it doesn't have to be Eidim that are giving the warning, and obviously not two Eidim that are giving the warning. The warning can come even Al Pi Atzmo or Afilu Al Pi Hashed. Right, the victim, not the murderer, but a piatzmo means the victim can give the warning. Say, if you kill me, you're going to be chayav mita. Right, so if the victim says it, that's enough. Or a shade says it. I mean, we don't require a human to say. And there's another one in Tosos, so the Rabbeinu Peretz's proofs is that you see that it's enough to hear the hatra. The hatra is not about witnessing. It's not about an individual giving the hatra. It's the fact that hatra was given. We just need to know that fact that hatra was given.
As long as the two witnesses can see. Master, even though
they don't have to see. That's also his point. They don't have to see the matreh. The matreh could be the victim. The matreh could be a shade. Meaning that the matreh, who the matreh is, and seeing the matreh is not important. What is important is hearing that hatra'ah was given. That hatra'ah was given. That's all we want to know. That hatra'ah was given. If not, they must. If they see the matreh, then it makes them into a single edut. They don't have to see the matreh. They don't see the matreh. They're also not, so they're not a single edut. But, right, they had Hatra is a good Hatra. That's Tosus's point. Exactly Tosus's point.
Is it even case you don't bid on each other?
How many witnesses do you have on each side?
One and one.
Then they're joined together. That's what Rava's statement is. That's even though they don't see each other, the Matre joins them. But it's not a requirement that they see the Matre. So if you have two on two on each side and they don't see the Matre, they could also be Edim, as long as they heard the Hatra. They don't have to see the matreya in that case because they are kat edin by themselves. So they don't need the matreya to join them together. That's Tosus. That's what Tosus says. Well, I see. Mi pi atzmo, mi pi hashed. They don't have to see. They have to just know that there was hatra given. That's all you need.
If you've got the shed, you can't bring the matreya.
No, so that's right. That's Tosus one of Tosus' questions. Rabbeinu Peretz asks, well, according to those people who say that the matreya becomes a part of the edut of the other edim, what are you going to talk about the victim now? When the victim is one of the one who gave the hatra, then what are you going to do? You can't make him part of the edut, then he'll ruin the edut. He's a karov pasur. He's a not mikamei davar. She says, I don't understand these mishonim who say that matre becomes a part of mitzarif the edut. He says, doesn't seem like that at all, quite from Rabba's statement over here. Rav Nachman, edut miyuched kshira b'dine mimonot. Edut miyuched, it works by dine mimonot. Dichtiv, lo yumat al pied achad. B'dine fashotu de'ein. In the pasuk that we brought to prove that edim miyuched doesn't work, where two witnesses witness the same event from distinct vantage points, they are not connected because we have a pasuk, lo yumot al pi erachad. What's that talking about? That's talking about dinei nefashot. Because by dinei nefashot, you need shnei edim. But by dinei mimonot, one eid has value. So matki flar of zujel, me'ata b'dinei nefashot tatzil. But then why doesn't it by dinei nefashot, it help you to be tatzil? Right over here, do we say that they are both killed? Someone says, kasho. So what's the, by din nefashot, if you have two seeing it from one window, and another two seeing from the other window, and one of the kat edim becomes edim hazama, so true, that they are not strong enough, or their fact that they did not see each other makes them not into a single kat that they can testify. So you have one and one. You have one eight and one eight, they won't come together to make it into a single kat edim. But on the other hand, if by dinim mamonot it's enough that they witnessed the same event, even though they did not see each other, so if that's the case, then by dinim nefashot, fine, they cannot become a single to be mitzareif one and one. But they should be enough to mitzareif to save them that you would have to be mizim all of them until before they would be put to death. Because by dinim nefashot, we always go litzilu etayda, we try to save the individuals. So over here, if it works by dinim mamonot, we see that there is such a concept of edut miyuchedet. If there is a concept of edut miyuchedet that become a single kat, it's just by dinim pashot, we're mafkia them from doing that because we want to protect, right? We say, no yimuta pe'echada, we don't want one echad to affect it. But if that means the case, it means that in a case where they're not testifying, right, positively, when it's going to be a protection for them, then maybe we should say also in that case that they should be protected. The Gemara says, Kasha, that's a good question. All right, the Gemara continues here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Amalei Rav Popo, Rabbi Yomi, Eid, Rabbi Yossi, Hai Svara. Does Rabbi Yossi really require two Edim for Hatra'ah? V'atnan, we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sone Ne'rag. The one who is a sonet gets killed. I don't know, the mutre is a question if that word exists in the Mishnah, but he's muad, meaning that if the point, according to this Rabbi Yossi, the point, the only point of Atra'ah was making him from a shogeg into a mezid, if he's a sonet, if he hates him, we already know he's a mezid, because he's intending to kill. He would always be intending to kill, because this is a, he hates this individual, he has a beef with him, he has something to take out with him. So therefore, as if he had Atra'ah already. So wait a minute, if according to Rabbi Yossi, you could have Atra'ah without ever there being any Atra'ah, how could he require two edim in our Mishnah for Atra'ah? So how Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Chaver, Ein Tzarich Atra'ah. That's what we saw in Sanhedrin, that a Chaver does not require Atra'ah, the Fish only not Atra'ah, Lavchin ben Shogeg leMezid. The only purpose of Atra'ah is to elevate the act from an act of Shogeg to an act of Mezid. So if you have a Chaver who knows this is wrong, then he is automatically a Mezid, so you don't need Atra'ah. Also in the case here, where he's a Soneh, he's Kemuad Umutre'ah, because we know what his intent is over here. He's already moved to the classification of Mezid, but that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission is Rabbi Yossi, plain Rabbi Yossi. Plain Rabbi Yossi requires two Edim, a full Edut for Hatra'ah. Dabar Achara Pishnaim Edim, Shalotei Sanhedrin Shumad Mipia Turgiman. You can't hear it from the Turgaman, you can't hear it from the mouth of the translator. Hanu lo azid atu lekamei de Rabba. There were these foreigners, right? These foreign speakers that came before Rabba. Uki Rabba Turgaman binayu. And Rabba put a translator between them and himself, meaning that he had time. Veichi avidoch, how did he do this? But it's not our Mishnah. Shlotei sanedin shemad nipiat Turgaman. So Rabba meida aviyodo ma dahavu amre. He understood their language, right? Vadurehu dolo aviyodo. Right? He did not know how to respond. He couldn't speak the language, but he understood the language. So he put the translator there to maybe respond to the Edim or to ask questions of the Edim. So he could hear them directly because he understood them. But the translator was there to ensure that they also understood what Rava wanted to say to them. So it was only a one-way street. I think maybe you could argue that Rava doesn't answer this, but it's a good question of whether if Rava understands the language in a basic sense, so that he basically gets a gist of what they're saying, but the translator clarifies it for him. You know, it's like, I don't know if that's enough. I mean, that he heard me, and he understands what they're basically saying, but the translator helps him to really make sure that he understands what they're saying. In that case, is that considered to be a P.I.D.M.? Or is that still the Turguman is giving or helping you get to the bottom line, and therefore it would be Pasul? Ilav etuvia kravi de arva havu. Ilav etuvia were Karovim, they were relatives of the guarantor of a loan. They were the witnesses to a loan, but they also happened to be Karovim, they also happened to be relatives of the guarantor of the loan. They said, okay, they could testify about this case. Why? When it comes to the lender and the borrower, they have they're not Karovim. Since they're not Karovim, they can testify about the case, they can testify about the loan being outstanding, about the events of the loan, because they're not Karovim. That's not true. What's going to happen if the lova can't pay? Where's the borrower going to go? Where's the lender going to go after? He's going to go after the guarantor. So by definition, when they testify about the malven lova, they are no geba davar. Because if the lova disappears, the array becomes the party to the case. And if he's a party to the case, then they become krovim and they are problematic. And so it doesn't say here, Mikani Yishu Lahera Be'idei Mamon, Shalei Krovim, Lovu Loveh, Velo La'arev, and Lovu La'malveh. You have to make sure that the Krovim, anytime you have monetary matters, to make sure the Edim are not Krovim to any party to the transaction. Because otherwise, they're going to ruin it. Even though they're not direct parties to the main players in the transaction, nevertheless, since the Arev, the guarantor, comes in place of the Loveh at some point in time, he's considered a Baldavar. If he's a Baldavar, then them being Krovim to him is problematic. Okay, we'll stop over there.